I'm driving in my car.
Hey, how about you let me drive?
Oh, no. This is not a toy.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, folks, just about 10 minutes left in today's trading session. And will it be another record for the S&P 500? That would make it, I think, 66 for the year overall.
Who's keeping track?
I am. Or the NASDAQ 100, too. We could see another record there, really propelled by NVIDIA and some of those tech names. But quite a bounce back that we've seen in today's trading session when it comes to equities. We are well off our lows of the session. So let's get to it with our guest. Christian Manofo is with us, CIO over at Liberty Street Advisors, portfolio manager of the Private Shares Fund. It's a closed-end interval fund investing in private operating late-stage venture backed growth companies. He is with us on the phone in New York City. Christian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you guys are having a great day.
Great day because we're almost at Friday. I'm going to be lunch with you.
We're loving it.
We're loving it. Investors kind of loving the trade. I mean, at least they're dragging it down or dragging it back from some of its lows today. What is it about the market environment right now, the financial market environment, that you find interesting?
Well, you know, there's the market we play in particular, which are the private markets. You know, we've just never seen this level of demand from all investors, including public market investors. And if we really try to deconstruct that demand, which is also flowing into the public markets, there's just so much demand for, you know, disruptive technology and innovation. On one hand, we know that this works, you know, favorably. On the other hand, it works, you know, in a more challenging way. What I mean by that is, you know, this surge of demand in our market, at least, is attracting investors who traditionally have not been active here. And some of them have been driving up certain valuations while also providing opportunities for certain companies to go public that we would argue, you know, may not be ready to be public, right? So there's premature opportunities for some of these private market companies to go public. And we're seeing all types of volatility, but that said, overall, we continue to see a lot of robust businesses that are growing in the private market and that are doing quite successful.
Okay, so
public market companies.
So explain exactly how investors can access this, even if it's been difficult for accredited investors to get into these types of companies. Like, how can an investor actually get into the private shares fund?
Yeah, so, you know, our objective in creating this fund was to democratize access so that not just large institutional grade and high net worth investors can be able to access all this private market innovation and growth, but also that, you know, an investor with as little as $2,500 without accreditation can access it. And so we have a fund, as you said, that's structured as a 40 Act interval fund. It trades with a ticker. The ticker, you know, you can look up is PIIVX. And, you know, with this ticker on a daily basis, we provide investors the opportunity to, you know, invest in our fund. It provides, you know, what we believe are a lot of inefficiencies compared to traditional private market strategies, one of which is the ability to democratize the access. We also think there are cost efficiencies. You know, there's an evergreen nature, so investors don't have to worry about investing every few years to stay in touch with our best, you know, ideas. So it's a really disruptive fund structure. It's available on most platforms, and
right.
We're offering it at what we believe are very attractive economics.
Help me understand something. It looks like your biggest holding, the Goldman Sachs government fund, it looks like you've got a lot of cash or a lot of assets in cash or cash-like investments. Is that because it's hard to find opportunities? I mean, I guess I'm trying to ask, is that normal, indicative of pessimism about the outlook, or indicative of that there's nowhere that makes sense to put that cash right now?
Yeah, no, our fund right now is sitting a little over $700 million in AUM. The vast majority of that is invested. We actually have a smaller cash position. The way the private markets work is you can't just press a button and buy the assets you want to own.
Mm-hmm.
So we have contractual obligations against a lot of the underlying deals that we invest in because private markets are nowhere near as efficient as the public markets.
Right.
So it could take, you know, weeks or months to execute on private market opportunities. That is where a lot of the attractiveness comes in, right? Because there is a lot of asymmetric information and an efficiency that we can, one, take advantage of, and two, offer that, you know, to our investors. But the majority of our AUM is currently deployed across a portfolio of nearly 80 positions.
What companies are attractive to you right now, in that, not just in the portfolio, but outside of the portfolio?
Yeah, I mean, when we think about, you know, sector themes, obviously the space economy is an area of substantial interest. You know, we think this represents a compelling opportunity. And there's a lot of historical advancements in terms of cost efficiencies, as we're seeing, as well as, you know, more safe ways to get payloads up there. You know, financial technology is an area, obviously, that's disrupting all aspects of our life. You know, we haven't gotten incredibly deep into the blockchain crypto world yet. We're still, you know, being cautious there, but we do think there's a lot of disruption. We've been actively playing a role in payments and reinventing how lending and personal finance work. Cybersecurity, we think, is a very attractive area for obvious reasons. You know, healthcare innovation, you know, the ability to provide various digital health solutions. You know, cloud technology, if you think about what it's called, you know, generally data gravity, which is simply the amount of data created far exceeds the bandwidth that allows us to process it. And when you have all of this cloud migration to, you know, off-premise, hybrid, or even on-premise, there's a lot of challenges with the interoperability of the applications and the security. So there's a lot of technology that's helping that work.
Right.
We think agricultural technology is really attractive. So without naming specific companies, we really think there's a lot of innovation that's happening, and we're trying to provide that to our clients.
But 23andMe is one that is certainly of interest, correct? And the reason I bring it up is Business Week recently did a story, and it's not just about, you know, figuring out your ancestry, but it's also them being able to collect data and then ultimately use it to develop healthcare. Is that of interest to you? And just got about 30 seconds, forgive me.
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's a position that, you know, our fund has held. I think what you're getting at is this is becoming more of a genomics play, right? And a lot of the pharmaceutical companies can use this data to really help create a lot of different solutions using the research they can apply with this data. So, yeah, that's absolutely a very interesting name.
All right. Got to run. Really fascinating. And I hope you come back soon. Really appreciate it. Christian Manoffo, he is Chief Investment Officer at Liberty Street Advisors, Portfolio Manager of the Private Shares Fund. And very interesting to hear about some of the areas that he's finding. The ticker, by the way, PIIVX.
Aerospace. Fascinating.